for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
70706.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Linda Ransom.
Okay, one moment. Okay, Ms. Ransom, I see your name here. Would you verify your address, please?
13100 Rhonda Drive, Denham Springs, Louisiana, 70706.
Okay, one moment.
Still there?
Yes, Sam. On the account I see here, will you verify your address?
Yeah.
What's your address?
13100 Rhonda Drive, Denham Springs, Louisiana, 70706.
Okay, thank you. So on this account, I see you ordered the Bites Hub. It's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. Is that what you're calling about?
No. That's not what I'm calling about. I was supposed to be receiving the mixer, the KitchenAid mixer for $2.
Uh-huh.
I do not want anything for the Bites Hub. I have extreme health conditions, and I cannot use any of y'all's meal plans. So you can just cancel all of that for me. Cancel everything. Don't charge my account nothing. I have all your information. You charge me anything, I'll go to my lawyer.
Okay.
I'm old,
so,
and I can't afford this crap. This is a spam thing, and I'm not playing it. Y'all not
okay.
going to give me the KitchenAid mixer for $2? I don't want nothing, okay? Cancel everything off of me.
Okay. So on this account, like I said, this is a an app, but since you just placed the order and apparently you didn't read the terms and conditions, you don't know what you're ordering. So we'll go ahead and close the account. One moment.
No, I followed John's little thing about getting a free KitchenAid mixer for $2 shipping and handling.
I understand.
And I followed that. And then after I gave all my information, then it tells me I'm getting a Bites Hub meal plan, and I don't want that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
But
that's
okay. Just cancel everything.
It is. One moment. Okay, we have the account closed. We've voided the transaction. You will get an email at badgerbaby1957@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.